How is that possible? Has Assange changed? And when we look at what the charges against him are, not really, talking about things that happened in the distant past. What has changed is the nature of the state and its relationship to the press. And if we let that be established, with them murdering Assange, not with a gunshot in the streets of London, not with a drone, but with concrete in Belmarsh or Florence or whatever prison they put him in, that is not better. Whether you kill someone fast or you kill someone slow, if you are killing them because you don't like what they say, that is, I think, a final judgment on the state rather than on the victim of the state.
That's National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden, along with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists Glenn Greenwald and Chris Hedges. I spoke to them as part of our discussion at the virtual War on Terror Film Festival. We'll link to our entire discussion at democracynow.org. And that does it for today's show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warrenoff, Charina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Massoud, and Mary Conlon. Our general manager is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Paul Powell, Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grand, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, and Dennis McCormick. I'm Amy Goodman. Remember, wearing a mask is an act of love.
This is your lucky day. You have the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to pay amazingly high prices for some incredibly worthless stuff. Just keep listening, and we'll tell you over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Aren't you glad this is KBOO? KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Non-commercial. Over and over and over and over
and KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
How's it going?
Good morning. This is The Gap, a little different than normal. This is a pre-recorded episode, but we didn't want to leave you hanging in the holiday season. I'm Althea. I'm here with Tammy, the jubilant, illustrious. I get to say these things when I take control of the introduction. And you had a rough day, but you know, I'm sorry about that. It doesn't show.
Thank you. I'm also just wearing my PJ top, not PJ bottoms.
Yeah.
Just because I was cold and having a really rough day, just yeah. Dealing with the elements of whatever it is people are going through. So I'm really warm and cozy, and these pockets feel like a kangaroo's pocket.
Can I touch it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Very plush. Very
my mom got
plush.
It. It was on sale.
Okay, even better. Plush and a good deal. This is The Gap. We are coming to you a little pre-recorded with a special episode.
The last episode of 2021.
Yeah. Is that what year it is still? And I was inspired to create something of a clip down.
Clip up.
Clip up, clip down. Reflecting on the past year of The Gap. We've been doing the show for over like a year and a half, maybe something like that. And we have some fun clips to look at, some things to revisit. And just chatting about the show, so get excited for that. But yes, KBOO is still in its end of year membership drive. So yes. If folks are interested in supporting the station, I can say that our show is great.
It is great. And it's only one small part of the backbone that is the programming here at KBOO that is fully supported by donors like you. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text to donate KBOO 244321. We are so close.
Super close.
Very close. And there is a match, a one-to-one match. So for every dollar that you donate, it will be matched. So you put in 25, poof, turns into 50.
Yeah.
Just like that.
More mileage. We love it. And we really appreciate everybody who's contributed so far and is continuing to support the work that this radio station does. You were like, oh, we were just a small part of it. And I was thinking, what is the analogy? That we're the pinky toe of KBOO.
Some appendage or something. I don't know.
Some tiny little piece of it.
Oh, the mitochondria.
Oh.
I guess the donors are the mitochondria.
Yeah, they're the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, I have some clips for us today to look at and to, you know, just reflect on the past year, all of the things that we've gotten to do on this show. So, you know, sort of appropriately as kind of a full circle moment, I have a clip here from, we were on New Year's Day last year, and we talked about some of our New Year's resolutions.
Althea, what I would love to hear your letting goes and your intentionalities.
I really appreciate the free wing because I think that, you know, this is a time when people are like, oh, what are your resolutions for the new year? Like, what are you going to do different? And I don't know. I think 2020 was a year of both dramatic change and, speak for myself on an interpersonal level, like life slowed down a lot, you know? So it's sort of like a weird balance of those two things. For that reason, this is my own personal habit, which is that in New Year's resolutions, I try to keep them kind of abstract and not like, I don't know, something that like 2 months from now when I inevitably stop doing some kind of daily practice that I don't, you know, have the February blues of like beating myself up about. It's like, you didn't journal every day? You're a bad person now, I think, and this year is ruined. So I tend to keep mine kind of flexible and vague. I mean, my intention for 2021 is I want to go swimming more. I didn't get to swim enough last year.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's my intention. What am I letting go of? I don't know. I feel like I have a goldfish memory these days. I don't remember literally anything that's happened. I mean, I guess this is a good time for reflection, you know? It's like, what have I been up to that maybe I should cut it out? I think I also kind of intend to, like, do more to like improve my living space. I think spending a lot of time there has led to some sense of complacency for me, and it's like, oh, I have like stuff that I haven't hung up, and like, oh, the shoes in the entryway, gotta clean those up. Need a better system, you know, and that could be something to carry forward and improve my life in a material kind of way.
Yeah, well, you know, it's your environment affects you, and you reflect your environment. As above, so below. As above, you know.
Mm.
For 2021, my intention, I want to let go of getting angry, because I hate that feeling. It's just so I don't like it at all, and I want to reserve it for when it's actually necessary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be experiencing that as often as I do, which in order to do that, I have to be like intentional about where I put myself in, like what situations I put myself, you know?
Yeah. My therapist once told me that anger is a secondary emotion.
Oh, exactly.
I've had people debate me
on
that. I have one friend who's like, absolutely not. Anger is a primary emotion for me, and there's nothing underneath it. How dare you inquire?
Did they get angry?
It's just a different experience. Yeah. But the it's always coupled or based on something else. Like, it doesn't just exist in its own right.
Mm.
That's the thought.
I personally have, that's how I do envision it, where a situation, or, you know, even if it's just like, the situation is making me angry, it's not it's not, it's like something about the situation is doing something to me that's making me feel this way. So, so yeah, just intentionality in that form. I want to maintain a bunch of good habits that I've crafted. You know, like, I'm very happy with, like vitamins, you know, since the Rona has been raging, I've been taking more, taking vitamins, and I've been doing it, and I intend on keep things like that up, you know, little things that mean the world, you know, at the end of the day.
Thoughts on on what happened with our resolutions last year?
So did you swim more?
I did swim more, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I did get to do some of that.
The pools are open now too.
Yeah, some of them for sure. The one near my house, it's like you have to reserve it in advance. And I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of old folks, and you know how they love
time.
To bob around.
It's
respectfully,
it's
I know how they like to bob around.
It's so easy. It's good because there's the resistance and stuff. Yeah.
Heck yeah. So I haven't gotten, but I swam in the river a bunch. This summer. So that was great.
What about the living space?
The living space, yeah. I will say I did purchase a secondhand coffee table recently.
Poof.
And I'm feeling really great about it.
And you got all the plants, too.
Yeah, we have a real plant explosion happening at my house. So I would say that the living space has definitely improved. Yeah.
There we go. You did it.
Yeah. Set your sights mid and you'll achieve, baby.
You get bragging rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, we'll have to wait until the new year to figure out what things I'm going to say, and we can reflect on next year.
I know. That'll be nice, too.
What about you? The vitamins and the
I actually
feelings?
So I don't know if I told you about the vitamins, but you get like 50 in a thing, but they're too much. My body can't, usually the body cannot take as many vitamins as we get when we just eat vitamins. So
yeah.
I cut them in half. Mm-hmm. So it goes from 50 to 100.
Love that.
Boom. And my body can actually retain it. So it's like actually staying, I'm absorbing it. It's not just like going out. I shocked myself when I heard that because I have actually recently been doing a lot of reflecting, and I'm like, I've really mellowed out. Like, I have truly not gotten as angry as I used to. And I don't know, it's probably part of like growing up and like, you know, I'm not even going to say what age I am because I still get carded, but I can, yes, I'm an adult and I'm getting closer to like just not like caring about the dumb thing than and really like investing in things that matter to me that I am proud of and like that bring me joy. Hearing how I expressed it is kind of trippy to me because that was my process. Like the way that I became less, like felt anger less is by not putting myself in situations or really assessing like what in this situation is making me so angry, and being able to like unpack that has been such a blessing because I can like embrace people more, you know, honestly, and kind of be like, oh, I don't think they're doing that. I think this is more of like a projection or a reflect, you know, I don't think, let's see what's wrong. What's up, man? Like, why are you acting this way? You know, and like really mellowed me out. So, wow, I'm really proud of myself for that. Like, I cannot believe that I can believe because I did it. So take
there
that disbelief
go.
Somewhere else. Yeah. And the vitamins, yes, I highly... I suggest that yes, the vitamins, if you do have the big ones, they're also so hard to swallow. Who's gonna swallow something that big? If you cut them in half, you get more.
Yeah,
and it makes more sense.
Yeah, definitely looking at those dosages. And hey, a good experience to, you know, have a recording of what those hopes were last year, and that, I mean, we have a radio show, so we can reflect on them very easily. But that's something you could DIY. Well, one
write
thing,
yourself a letter or something at the end. Yeah,
totally. Well, one thing that you said that I liked about, you know, dealing with anger was that you're coupling it with things that you are passionate about. Because it's easy to be, to like have frustration and things fester when there isn't an outlet that is more like positive or like a more genuine expression of what you're in, like what your interests are or like what motivates you. I think that it's,
just
open my brain up.
If you are constantly in like a situation where you're taking, and it's, you know, whether it's emotional labor or just like having to deal with things that's like, oh my God, why would you say that? It's constantly to, and then to not have something that fills you up is just kind of like tapping at something empty. And
yeah,
it just not, that's hard to be at that point, you know? So,
Yeah, it pulls you down for sure. Well, question for you. Do you want to hear another clip or do you want me to run through some of the great guests that we had this year?
Oh, dealer's choice.
Okay, I'm going to go through some of the guests and then we have some more. We have some more clips to look at. But yeah, so, I mean, regular listeners of The Gap know that we like to split our show into two halves. This is a rare show where it's going to be one whole chunk.
And it's pre-recorded and not live, so yeah. No need to call.
No calls today. You can always email us at The Gap Radio or message us on Instagram at The Gap Radio. Or the email is thegapradio@gmail.com. Duh. Anyway, we did a lot of interviews this year with a lot of really interesting folks from the community. We kicked off the year with Nat from the PDX Child Care Labor Alliance.
Yeah, Nat.
Organizing preschool workers. We spoke to Miguel Rodriguez of PDX through a Latinx lens.
And now, right now, working on their master's degree.
Oh, very
shout
cool.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think we were talking about the zine work that they were working on, which is cool. Community organizers, S. Renee Mitchell of I Am More.
Oh, love that. Yeah. That, with the nod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nod. Mina Meeman, the FEMA COVID and Wildfire Outreach Program Manager. That was, I want to say, like June or something like that. Definitely. And just, you know, I was going through our like web archive of all of the shows and just like, man, the things that, you know, this community has been through. Like we have episodes about the cold snap. We have episodes about the wildfires, episodes about the heat waves, all the politics that have been happening locally. And it's hard to think that it's like all one year. We spoke with Don Merrill of CNBC.
Of course. And KBU crowd favorite, of KBU, course.
Yeah. KBU favorite. I have a clip of our interview with Don Merrill that I'll play at the end for us. B.A. Ogden from Apano.
Oh, yes, I remember
that. We spoke with Danny Cage and Audrey Keynes from Total Recall PDX, the effort to recall Ted Wheeler, which did not succeed. We spoke to them when they first kicked it off, so that's the context of that interview. Leslie Lee from the Soulbox Project. Ramzi Faruqi with the Center for Study and Preservation of Palestine we spoke with. Gregory McKelvey from the Still in Prison campaign, which you're helping them make a zine right now, which
yes,
is cool.
Yes, we're doing I just finished the first edition zine, just informative about the non-unanimous juries, their history, and how you can add your name to a list of, add your name to a letter where Oregonians are showing that they're demanding justice, and it's going to be sent out to all the legislators. So there'll be info on the website if you'd like.
Yeah, I can add that to our show notes.
Yay!
Just to run through the rest of our guests from this year, Mike Dewar, the retired Army officer
Mike.
The State Department.
Good friend.
Great interview with Mike talking about the
his
withdrawal.
Experience
from Afghanistan. Hiba and Hayat, who were raising money to bring medication to Lebanon.
And they're located in Lebanon, in Beirut, and also in Belgium.
Yeah.
So that was international.
Yeah, and we had a follow-up interview on Instagram Live with them. I guess it was like a month or so after they were on air with us. So that's also on our Instagram if anyone wants to see it. Remy Drabkin, who is the McMinnville Council President. We were speaking about the Newburgh School District ban on BLM and Pride flags. We spoke with Taylor Lowen from Ridwell, Recycling and Waste, Riley Copans and Gita Lewis from Q Center, Shannon White and Julianne Jackson from Partnership for Safety and Justice, and then just last week, Claire Rosciotto from Row on the Rocks, the podcast.
Yay! Wow, what a list.
It's a big list, and I hope it's, you know, maybe you heard one of those episodes. Maybe there's something in there that you're intrigued in. They're all on the website. And yeah.
Those were such amazing interviews. I learned so much, and I love how it was really such a range of international, local, communal stuff, not just political, because we are multifaceted, you know, society, and we have a lot of different things that empower us and that we need to stay up to date too, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's always a good, and like, I don't know, I was going through and making that list and just that there are people in every corner that are making moves to try to improve, you know, things locally, things internationally, improve understanding. Like, it's just cool to be reminded of that and to make sure that kind of information gets out there. I have a question for you. because you, what is the experience of hosting The Gap like for you? Because you also do the board for us now.
Yeah, I like it very much. I love some of the stuff that the callers, when they call in for the community question, and I think that's what's really unique about this program, that there is like that very much like community aspect of let's kind of see how we're all getting through life together through these different kind of like scopes, you know? What you like about your neighborhood, like what are your intentions, you know, just like mm-hmm. really different things. And I think that brings a very, like, you know, really positive, nice experiences. And again, being able to kind of like see something happening in the community and, you know, on top of being part of KBOO, it's just like individually, like things that I'm interested in, things that I know are affecting like my peers or, you know, our community in all the different senses, and just kind of being like, hey, come talk to me at 8 a.m. in the morning and let's make this happen. And it's been a really fun experience. How about you?
Yeah, there's like a special feeling that I get when it's like, dang, that was a good episode.
Oh, yeah.
You know? There's a feeling when it feels like, you know, we had a great interview and our discussion with callers just, it feels like we, like, I don't know, it seems like things, when it goes well, it feels like we did something worthwhile, you know? And sometimes in the radio biz, things are weird. Sometimes you get weird callers. No offense to the weird callers, of course. You can't call today, so.
Right, yeah.
Who even knows if we're talking to you? But yeah, when there's like that feeling of after a great episode and, you know, hearing response from folks that it was meaningful to them or they learned something new or they were happy that they could share some of their experience or some of their, you know, tips and tricks. We have tips and trick type discussions on this show.
I do love when people call in, they talk about like local action that's happening too. Like mm-hmm. that's really awesome. That's literally why we're here for, you know, what we're here for.
Totally. So, okay. I think we should hear one example of one of those callers that was just really fun to hear from. This was when we were asking about what are things that you like in your neighborhood.
And I think that we got Sue back on the line. Sue, are you there with us?
I am.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. What I love about where I live is that I can go for a walk in the morning and not see a single car. It's beautiful. I live out within a 30-minute drive of Portland, so mm-hmm. that's accessible still, but I live out in the country, and it's gorgeous out here, but, you know, there's so many upsides, but there's a few downsides as well. But I can save salamanders off the road. I can look at mushrooms while I'm walking, seeing the falling leaves, and it's a gorgeous place.
That's wonderful. Say more about saving salamanders. I'm curious about that.
Well, they tend to want to migrate at certain times of the year, and so they want to cross the road, and they're not very fast. Uh-huh. And so when I see them, I grab them and take them to the other side so that they can go on their way without getting slaughtered. But I did find one yesterday that had humpback, and that's a sign of pollution, unfortunately. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, I live out in the tules, but still, they're exposed to something. But yeah, we've got a lot of salamanders, and I love all the little critters and just the lichen and all of the. It's just beautiful out here.
That's wonderful. Salamander Savior Sue. That's the nickname.
Well, they do represent the element of fire, you know, so it's like you got to save them.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I enjoy your show. I listen to it when I'm on my walk, so sometimes I'm huffing and puffing on a call. But
oh, yeah. Tell the salamanders to listen.
I will.
It's our new demographic.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Sue.
Thanks,
thank
Sue.
You for saving the salamanders.
Thank you,
Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Sal, you can hear how absolutely like geeked out I was like saving salamanders while
do
you
tell
to our
more.
Show. Yeah, that was such a well, and I am determined that anytime Sue calls in, it's like, oh, Salamander Sue.
Yeah, I hope that Sue is okay with that name.
Salamander Savior Sue is the
good
full
alliteration.
Name.
The full name. That was a lovely phone call. Yeah, I remember that. You were very excited about that. Your eyes like lit up. Definitely.
Well, you know, in the whole, I mean, because we were kind of discussing, like, reasons that you might like your neighborhood or like where you live or whatever, because it's good to be focused on those things when we're feeling negative. And we were, you know, coming up with all sorts of ideas, none of which were...
Like the trees.
Yeah. I have the opportunity to save salamanders.
Right, right, yeah.
So, and I didn't know salamanders migrated or any of that. So.
Or that they, when there's pollution around, that their body reacts by creating a humpback. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
You find out new stuff all the time.
Definitely.
And then I start thinking, is like salamanders, are those the same as newts? Like, no. Ooh. But they're definitely both slimy. I don't know. But I feel like that is a good example of one of the fun phone calls that we get on this show. So, you know, since you're the person who picks up the phone when people do call in, what is that like as somebody who calls in? Like, what do they hear? If somebody's never called in to a radio show at KBOO or anywhere, like, what do they get when they pick up the phone?
KBOO Air Room, that's what I say. Mm-hmm. And I think that's mostly what I say that because I heard, like, veteran DJs say that when mm-hmm. they answer the phone.
I think that's what I say, too.
Just so they know where they reached. And then, of course, because of FCC, you gotta let them know when they're on the air. So just, like, you're going to be on the air once next time we talk. So just kind of let them know. We try definitely to use this opportunity as to, like, train people and stuff. But it's just been really rough. So I've been board opting the program, and it's... I'm every show gets a little bit better every once in a while. I'm like, oh no, I need to turn my mic off. But I really like the challenge. I appreciate the challenge. And when Sue calls, says yes, it's Sue. And I'm like, oh, hello. I got a couple of folks there. I recognize their voice, and it's nice.
I love that. We have a few regular callers that me not being the person that picks up the phone, but you wave at me, like write me a little note. It's like, someone's on the phone. I say, oh, it sounds... And we have a caller. Hey, caller.
Sometimes I don't recognize, and it's like, what? You don't know who this is? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. When it's more than one person on the line. But also, if I keep my composure and remind myself, this is all good. Folks will call back just in case, and then I don't get angry.
Yeah.
Like with myself, so.
Hey, we're working with some, you know, older equipment. So sometimes you do got to call back. And it doesn't mean that we didn't want to hear from you. Good little mention, though, as we're educating people about what it's like to call into a radio show. Don't say any swears. Then we did hang up on you if you said a swear.
We have to.
We have to. I'm sorry. We have to keep our license. Maybe you didn't mean it in a negative way. But
people get heated sometimes. It happens. So just keep being hung up on. So.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I have a series of two clips that I want to show you now. It's the Murray retrograde saga from early this year. So we were talking about Mercury retrograde, and so I'll play the first one. I think this was in January or February.
But I think it's an interesting moment to think about communication challenges and successes, one of which I wanted to mention, which is when Tammy brought this up to me over text, I think it auto-corrected to say Murray retrograde. And that was a text thread with our friend Asia. Hi, Asia, if you're listening. And she was very confused. She said, who's Murray? what's Murray?
Even the iPhones aren't safe from Mercury's retrograde.
We got a caller on the line. Murray, can you hear us? How's it going?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
It's going good, but you did say that someone thought it was Murray in retrograde, which I thought was interesting, because I have been experiencing it. I didn't realize that I heard that term at the beginning of the month, that it was going to be Mercury in retrograde, and so I was thinking, wow, that's kind of interesting. I was good to think of that again, and then when you said, someone said it's Murray in retrograde, I went, oh, no, because what's been happening. It has been happening to me this for the 2 weeks. My son, who lives back east, calls me every week, and we're both Geminis, and we have a great time catching up because he's 45 and I'm 72, and so it's good to catch up on what he's doing. And he didn't call last week, And then I texted him a few times, and he always responds to my text, but no responses to the text. So I'm starting to, what is happening to my son? What? But I'm not going to call him because I'm too proud. But anyway, so I've been in the Mercury-Murray retrograde, and I thought I'd just share that.
We appreciate that.
You calling in. Didn't mean to, you know, scare you or call you out in the Murray retrograde story. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And I hope that your son calls back.
The first instance of Murray retrograde.
Mercury. I don't know.
Mercury in retrograde.
Mercury Murray.
Autocorrected to Murray.
Yes.
Said that someone named Murray called in and related very deeply. We were talking about communication issues, which is, of course, what the Mercury in retrograde brings us a few times a year. I was absolutely tickled by that. I mean, I think you can tell in the clip. I'm like giggling. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited.
What are the
that.
Odds?
Yeah, what are the dang odds? It just doesn't seem possible. And so, right, that was an interesting conversation topic for us because, you know, we were talking about communication issues.
Interesting.
I think that I'm going to speak slowly.
There you go. Okay.
Because I don't want to not pronounce communication issues right, because that feels a little bit too prescient. So Murray called in. We loved that. We love when people call in and relate to it. And yeah, we had a bunch of great conversations that day about communication issues that folks are having. But we did it another time a few months later when the next Mercury retrograde came around. So I do have that clip as well.
Murray, you're on the line with us. How are you?
Oh, Murray in retrograde. Don't forget.
Yeah,
I called. You had a show in February, and I was all excited because I was having communication problems, and Mercury is my birth sign and all that. And I told you all those situations. But since then, the next Monday morning after your show, I was NER. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were where?
I was in the ER of a hospital.
You were in the ER.
Extreme cellulitis that almost took my life. They barely kept. I'm still healing from it. And after that was kind of under control, then another malady that I had to go back to ER in the last 3 weeks. And I'm just getting out of that and finally feeling like Mercury's other half is paying me back, the parentheses of the end of Mercury in retrograde. Even though it's another Mercury in retrograde, I feel like I'm out of the grave. I'm going to make it. I'm 73 tomorrow, and I just wanted to update you guys on the Mercury in retrograde must be real in a way. Hello?
Well, goodness, I'm
Murray,
so glad
we're glad you're feeling better now.
And happy early birthday.
Yeah, I feel better now. It was just so uncanny, so weird that happened, right? When, as we talked about it, man, the last 4 months have been insanely on the edge. But now I'm off the edge and back in life, and I'm going to listen to the rest of your show.
Whew. That was just a roller coaster of emotion.
A roller coaster.
Whew. Twit, twit, twit. That's Well, Murray is going through it and keeping us updated. Appreciate it. And I hope that Murray's doing awesome. I hope that your kid is texting you and calling you, and that, yeah, you're kicking it and doing it, thriving. I hope so. Shout out to Murray.
To Murray. If you're listening, what's up? We hope you're doing okay. We hope you got to talk to your son recently. We're going to do a quick musical break, but
nice.
Before we go...
Oh.
End of your membership drive time.
That's right.
KBOO.FM/give or texting KBOO to 44321. You can help support us through the end of the year. A season of giving. I'm giving you a little clip down. I did some work for this one.
Nice. No, yes, a lot of work. A lot of editing, back end work.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, you know, if you appreciate KBOO programs up and down the schedule, now is a great time to support us. As Tammy mentioned earlier in the program, We do have a match going.
Ooh, 1-1.
So lots of great reasons to give. KBOO.FM/give. Text KBOO to 44321. Hey, mail us a check if you want to. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214.
Yes, the donations make everything here work.
Yeah.
So thank you for all the people who have donated. And like Althea mentioned, we do have a match, so your dollar goes longer. Or is that a thing that people say? Your dollar goes harder?
I think further.
Further. I don't know what I'm saying.
We tape the $2 together and we stretch them.
Well, because they have, you know, and the song is the same way, Money Long. So.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, I understood what you meant. I think it's not the typical, like, colloquialism, but
I'm not like other girls. I'm different.
And, not to be not like other girls.
Then you can go to kboo.fm/give to make that donation. And like I said, with that match, keep that money long.
Definitely. And if you're just tuning in, this is The Gap on KBOO Portland. I'm Althea. Tammy's here with me. We're doing a special pre-produced. We're not in the studio today. Well, we are in the studio literally as we're recording this. But as you're hearing it, we're not live. But we wanted to put together a little year in review, a little clip down for you.
Year in review? Okay. In New York Times?
Oh,
year in
review. I went through all their photos. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, some
interesting
stuff.
There's also like a Google year in review, like Google searches, Google search.
Oh, that's, I want to see that. And I want to see state by state.
Yeah, well, I think the one that I've seen is like country by country. So it gives you like a little bit of the scope of like, oh, people in the Philippines were really Googling this at one point in
the year. If other website, more adult content websites are doing that too.
I think they do. Nice. I feel like I've heard of them creating maps and stuff like that. In the past, but hey, it depends on your country's firewall, as I often say. I couldn't get through the joke.
At least every 5 days, you say.
At least every 5 days, that is something that I do like to mention. Well, okay, question for you before we get to some more clips. What do you think are some of your favorite moments from our show? That maybe I didn't pick out the clips, but like reflecting on topics or things like that.
Let's see. I enjoyed a lot of the stuff that we did. I guess it's really, I can't, it's like picking your favorite, like, I don't know, kid or something. Or it's like, every one of them was different. Like you said, some shows were what we would consider more successful in just like how, you know, it was produced and just like logistically and content wise too. But I really enjoyed Hiba and Hayat's interview, just because they were like, you know, one is in Beirut and one is in, not Guatemala, sorry.
Belgium, right?
Belgium, yeah, not Belarus. Belarus, Belgium.
Just doing word association now.
And it was awesome to, A, like logistically, you know, being able to do that because I've never tried that before, but also to have that scope from people who are impacted. And, you know, we can see in our community people getting impacted, but just to kind of, you know, show the larger picture of just kind of like how people resist and what it looks like to be like to take action as an individual where it, when you're literally like have only 5 hours worth of like, you know, electricity a day. So that was very special. Also, Mike's interview was great because Mike's just a fascinating person and his perspectives on things is really like very nuanced. So I appreciate that, you know.
Yeah. And I really like sort of in the fall, we focused a lot on the Newburgh School Band, on the Portland Police Bureau. I really like when we can go in depth on those things and like bring a different context to it, because, you know, news is churning out every day all the time, and like getting to like sit down and actually digest it, I think is something that I really like enjoy doing, and I hope is valuable for people.
I agree with you on that, and I love that like for like a few episodes ago when we started kind of talking about Echelon, the private security firms downtown and stuff like that. We really, you know, kind of took our time with, well, it, you know, we also use like another public resource, you know, with the articles, and then kind of really went and did a deep dive. And I really loved that because it was like our, kind of like our perspective, but then perspective of people that are, you know, literally doing direct action like daily, and also involved with organizations that can give data of like what's actually happening. So it was really really cool to do that and to have people agree to be part of it, you know. That's like another big thing, is that people can easily say no, but I don't think we've ever asked for an interview request. People are like, no. And I think that that's what's really special about having a show in KVU, that it has that like, you know, community roots. And yeah, I could really go on and on about like grassroots media and like community broadcasting, because it's so like so important to empower people, and like everyone has a story, you know. Everyone has a story and a perspective and how they got to their, you know, to where they're at, and why they do what they do, especially with people, you know, that are doing like really hard work that's very taxing, and there's so many people that are like standing in the way of progress, you know.
Right. And I, yeah, with the Echelon stuff in particular, like, I think it's, there's, it, you just get a different depth of experience. I mean, I just, like, selfishly like talking about the news with you and things that are going on and, like, you know, getting to really chew on it and digest it. And then also, like, take that to the audience and hear what other folks' reactions are.
Sure,
because that is, like, a whole other aspect of, I think, like, being engaged in community, being informed, is, like, not just, you know, reading something that is, reading an article or whatever and then having a reaction to it, right? It's also like sharing and hearing different perspectives and like being able to hold space for people who have opposing views or who are willing to have a, you know, opposing views, I think is important to do.
Yeah. And really highlight, like, I also like the strong boundaries, and I think that the more that we do the show, like, the more that we know what our boundaries are, like, you know, with like, we've definitely had some calls that was just like, oh my goodness, how did this happen? How did we get ourselves to this point? And we realized, like, yeah, we don't want to be, like, contentious, and we don't want to, you know, ask questions like, should there be a civil war? Call in, right? You know, like,
yeah,
that's
no,
so...
The episode after January 6th, I mean, it was a hard time. It's weird to think that that was this year. It was... We had some callers that were pretty tough.
Yeah, and... sure, that's it's sure it's an opinion that is in the community, sure, but it's there's room for that. That this is just not the space for it.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's not, we're, I mean, at the end of the day, we're trying to have a productive community discussion.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying to share and connect and learn, and sometimes and you know, not trying to even really argue with people.
Oh no, I don't want to argue with you.
Trying to
have, here to argue, you know,
asking questions, just getting into.
Arguing at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's the other thing. It's so early. Who's got the time?
Yeah.
Not Okay, I got another clip for us. This was, I think we were asking about hidden talents.
Mm.
And I talked about my ability to navigate. And you talked about you're wiggling your toes.
Yes.
You have a dancing toe.
I hate that I said that. I wish I could take that back. That's the only thing. Out of all my years of being alive, I'm so embarrassed. But it is what it is. It's out there in the metaverse and the universe.
Yeah, that's not the clip that I pulled, though.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think I pulled that part. I did listen to it.
So embarrassing.
It's cute. And here's the thing. It's like a little bit of a time capsule for you and me to be like, what was I going through at that point? I re-listened to it, and because you asked me, like, oh, does your navigation skill extend to the grocery store?
Mm.
And only recently have I, you know, had like a reinvigorated sense of stop organizing the grocery store. We didn't do No Nuance November this year, but that was going to be
my
take.
Stop reorganizing it.
It's fine where it is. I don't care if it doesn't make sense. Stop moving that stuff around. All right, but anyway, this is Hidden Talents, and this is the Sax Man.
And we do have the Sax Man on the line with us. Can you hear us?
Oh, man, let me kill my white Westinghouse portable radio, or I'll be going crazy.
You turned down the radio a little.
Yeah. Oh, I'm there, huh?
Hey.
Well, listen, this is what I've been doing for about 12 years. My neighbors hate me. I play the saxophone. And I'm not a bad player, but they hate me. So it's tough for me to play at home when the neighbors around and start banging a broomstick on the floor.
Hmm.
So I found this place about 12 years ago. It's called the Briar Place Overcrossing. And if you're going down through the Twilliger Curves on Highway 5, you know, you look up and you see the overcross and you go, where is that? What is that thing? And it's like a shortcut from Barber Boulevard down to McAdam.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to get across the freeway. But so I go there because no one bothers me. No one's ever going to tell me that I'm making too much noise because I'm standing on top of the freeway. So for all these years, you know, I go there in the winter on clear days. I go there on any nice days. In the summer, I try and go there for a few hours, and I try and play every day. I'm not a professional musician. I just like to play.
Yeah.
And no one ever stopped and talked to me. But since the pandemic, you know, opened up here this beginning of this year, it's like everybody has a burning desire to stop and tell me that the same story. It's like a script that like freaks me out. They go, oh, we see her all the time. We love it. We love you. You inspire us, or you inspire me. I just think it's so cool. And I just, you always look so intense and so focused on whatever you're playing or doing there. I don't want to stop. But I felt like I had to tell you how much it means to me.
Saxman inspiring.
Very inspiring.
Inspiring strangers and friends alike. Very nice.
Yeah, don't let anything get in your way. Play the saxophone on a overpass over the highway.
Yeah, I mean, if you're... That's... He said my neighbors hate it.
My neighbors hate me.
They hate me.
I forgot that was how it started. I was like, oh. Oh, Saxman, I'm so sorry.
Just, you really... You could hear that they probably had some exchange words at some point.
Yeah.
But you know, the sax man keeping it fresh, funky fresh over the overpass.
Yeah.
Good for you, sax man.
Good for you, sax man.
Nothing's gonna stop. Hey, if you're feeling the music, if it's in you, nothing's gonna stop you.
I love that.
And I like the reaction that people have. He said it's like a script. That's interesting that everyone's saying the same thing. Like, yeah, we're all going through the same kind of ordeal together. But
yeah,
taking a moment out of your day to appreciate someone just playing music on a overpass.
Yeah, I mean, I think pointing out the pandemic kind of does that.
Yeah,
you know, makes it important to be like, hey, I want to acknowledge you for doing this thing that is like has impacted my life. Like, ah, there's the sax man playing the sax. I only just drive by, but. You know, all of those little things matter for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another clip, the last clip actually.
Nice.
And it is from our interview with Don Merrill from CNBC, which CNBC was an effort, or is an effort, I should say, that Don Merrill put together both to address racial profiling in police stops and just, you know, public safety by helping fix folks' broken taillights. And this is, like, maybe my favorite quote that we've ever had on the show. Not to overhype it or anything, but let's listen.
And in fact, I think of the whole idea as like throwing starfish. I don't know if anybody's ever heard this story, but this kid's walking along the beach, and a storm the night before washed all these starfish up on the beach. And so this kid is walking along the beach throwing starfish back into the ocean. And this guy, this adult, walks up to him, and the kid's like 5, 6. The adult walks up to him and says, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm throwing starfish back in the ocean." And the guy looks up and down the beach and says, "There's thousands of starfish out here." He said, "You're not going to be able to save them all." And so the kid picks up a starfish and throws it out in the ocean. He said, "Save that one." So, you know, I think the whole point is, you know, no matter what you are inspired to do, do it. Just do it. And you don't have to do it perfectly, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be world-shattering. You know, you don't have to work for a Fortune 500 company, you know. And just do it. If you have passion for something, just do it. And you also don't have to do it forever. You don't have to kill yourself doing it either. You know, you do it as good as you can for as long as you can, and then pass it off to somebody else. You know, there's lots of us out here. We all can do something.
Althea, you really picked some great moments in the archives.
I love that quote.
Saved that one.
Saved that one.
Saved it. Here's another one. Yeah. And man, the idea of starting something and you know you're not going to be alive to see the fruition of your work, but the next generation will carry it on. And that's in our last conversation, I think it was Edie mentioning to kind of like in the holiday seasons to give our elders space, because maybe sometimes we have a tendency to let them fade into the background instead of mm-hmm. of
this was our gift giving
our gift giving yeah episode, the yeah. yeah episode and she Edie I think it was Edie that mentioned
I think
that
it was Edie, yeah.
And it's just kind of like how we need to in order to keep progressing, we, and again, this is like, I don't know, keep hyping Kavu up, but it's like, I truly do feel like we're standing on like the shoulders of giants, you know, of like this institution that has taught, like, my elders at Kavu, my Kavu elders taught me how to do everything that I know. And I love it that I can teach other people how to do it, especially, you know, like younger people and stuff. And that was, and even the project in itself, kind of finding an intersection where, you know, no camp of thought is going to be against public safety and social justice. Right. You know, it's like a genius idea. And Don Merrill is a genius in his own right.
Shout out to Don Merrill.
Don Merrill, yes.
Don Merrill. Yeah, I love that one so much. I mean, I feel like, I mean, when I remember, you know, during the interview when Don said it, it just like hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, dang, that is really what we should be striving for, you know, because I think there are so many pressures to find a complete solution. There's so many pressures to, you know, hoist it all on your back and become, you know, a martyr in whatever way. And that, you know, throwing one starfish is still meaningful.
Right.
You can do as much of those starfish as you can until it gets too dark and your mom calls you in for dinner.
Right.
If you're that 5-year-old kid, you know? Like, that is still something that matters. I just think that that's really wonderful. And I also remember from our, you know, from our, I think our sustainability episode, we were talking about the IPCC report, obviously very grim, and we were talking about, you know, sustainability solutions with our audience, and people were saying, like, hey, systemic problems mm-hmm. require systemic solutions, of course, but there's also small things that can have an impact, and that those things are important too.
For sure, yeah. And when he said, I think something about you're going to make mistakes, I love that, because mm-hmm. a lot of times I have conversations with people and I, you know, being just my personality, and I'm just like, oh, pointing out like things that it's just kind of like pushing the, I'm just going to say, yeah. It's a lot of white allies, so I'm just like, sure. All right, this is how you're missing the point. And I love that it never makes never makes people not want to do the work. It's just like, oh, cool, you know. And it's like, yeah, you're gonna make mistakes, and you might make things that in like a couple of months or a year from now you're gonna be like, oh, that was cringy, I can't believe I did that. But like, you learned, you progress, you know. That's the one starfish in whatever, you know, way that it comes to you. But you can't, yeah, you can't, the task is so large, and to be overwhelmed by it and just to be,
you know, paralyzed because of it isn't, you know, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help anyone. It's not going to help the starfish. Just,
yeah.
We'll just be watching them, you know, the starfish die on the shore.
And really there are, like, so many different genres of ways to get overwhelmed right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people talk about, you know, climate dread. But we're also, you know, as of recording, facing down the Omicron variant. You know, there's, like, a whole other wave of COVID lockdowns, COVID deaths that we're going to be facing down that also inspires that insane dread. And, you know, you can see the entire beach of starfish.
Right.
And, you know, want to try to figure out, what if I could get a tractor in here? Would that make a difference?
Right.
You know? But if you're just one person, what is it that you can do? And also, you know, something that we often like to highlight on this show, even if you're new to an issue, even if you're, like, you know, finding out about whatever it is for the first time, there's most of the time already people in that particular mm-hmm. space doing work that can use support, whether that's monetary, whether that's signing a petition, whether that's, like, getting involved, volunteering, right? Like, seeking those things out, not reinventing the wheel every
right,
time. You
right.
know, you don't need to bring a tractor in here.
Which is super overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it adds to that that overwhelming feeling.
Just start chucking the starfish in there. Well, this has been a very fun little trip down a memory lane.
Thank you. Thank you for all this production work that you're doing, Althea.
Yeah.
Happy
to.
Yeah, this is great, great tracks that you chose, and it's a very thoughtful episode, and it was all you, so thank you very much. Thank you.
Tammy's half the show, you guys. She answers the phones, she picks a lot of the interviews, she's got all these connections.
Well, I think we do a lot of, you know, it's a good, my mom always says that we're very good, and she likes that we don't interrupt one another, but she also loves that the Nancy, she loves, like, Fox News. She just loves the drama. So
yeah.
This is like, oh, I can actually learn here and not be consumed by the catfight. So this is great. But yeah, I think it's a very good.
We'll do a poll on our Instagram if you guys want to hear us fight more next year.
I think it's a little, what is it? Honey and vinegar.
Sure. Isn't that for trapping flies?
It was a reference from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Got it. We really appreciate everybody who took the time to listen to even a little bit of The Gap this year. You know, makes a big difference. You can always check out our back episodes, kbu.fm/thegap. I'm going to do a few different plugs. Like, it's the end of the year. I get to do plugs, right?
Go for it, yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, at thegapradio. Email us anything you want, thegapradio@gmail.com. And you can also, send snail mail. We got some great snail mail this year.
Oh, yeah. So thank you so much for the people who did send us letters. We really appreciate it.
Some of them we got to read on air.
Yeah, yeah.
And we will do more if folks want to mail us stuff. 20 Southeast 8th Ave, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Send it to Althea and Tammy or send it to The Gap. It'll get to us.
It'll get to
us,
yeah.
We can pick up the mail. yeah, and hey, before we go, quick little pitcherooski for the end of your membership drive.
Already the end of the year.
I know. I was going to ask you about this too. We'll pitch in a sec. I feel like maybe we just shouldn't talk about next year. Do you know
I'm
what
down.
I mean,
yeah.
We talked about it a little bit, but like in an abstract way. Like, I'm not saying its name. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I feel like there were, in some ways, too many hopes pinned on.
Leave it alone. Just let it be. Just leave
you know?
It alone.
Just like, there is a upcoming date. There will be a date. After December 31st, 2021, and
I'm not seeing anyone posting New Year, New Me.
No
one.
No.
No. We are.
And if you're thinking it, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stuff that stuff. And hey, you know, we talked about our New Year's intentions, things that we were letting go last year, and you know, reflecting on those. You know, file them away in your mind. Maybe don't post it to social media. It just feels like we're gonna jinx it.
I love how we all just collectively becoming more superstitious too. It's good. We need a little stitious.
I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
But yes, end of the year is upon us, and
put some good energy out into the world by supporting your local community radio station, KBOO. That's us.
Yes, that is us. If you enjoy this type of programming, the public affairs, news, music, and all of its ranges, become a member today. You can go to kboo.fm/give or donate. Type in KBOO to 44321. What did it write?
I don't know what you said.
Who knows what I said? I know what you know what I mean.
Write
all
it
these
down
different
on parchment
means.
And just wish.
Text
that won't get to us, but a text will.
Text 44321.
Text KABU to 44321 to also make a donation. And also, you know, if anyone is interested in helping out in some way for the production, we're always here. That is what KABU is all about. And hopefully, hopefully we can hope for stuff in our own time and not put it out there.
And in an indeterminate period of time that we're not going to name. But yeah, if anybody's thinking about starting a radio show, get in touch. We can always help you out doing that because this is a resource for everybody. Anyway, this has been The Gap. It's the last episode of 2021.
And that's period. Period. End that's it. End of sentence.
I am Althea.
I am Tammy. Thank you so much, Althea.
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening and see you some other time on the radio dial.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
Yeah. Goodbye.
La ville en fête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Et perdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne.
KBOO's End of the Year Drive is happening right now, and we invite you to become a member today by going to kboo.fm/give or by texting KBOO to 44321. Contribute